Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. Luke is gone for the week, going off making awesome pictures. I got Evan on the board in Madison. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. I do see your calls. I will get to them. I just want to get these Twitter threads out here. One Twitter thread, this is from Brandon Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, Brandon Friedman, B-Friedman, D-C. Pointing out something about, let's say, because again, we were talking about shooters this whole week and for the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, ever since Columbine. How many years has that been? 30? My goodness. Anyway, just the last 2 years, let's look at those stats. He points out, and on a triangle on the map of Dallas and the surrounding area, Dallas-Fort Worth, this suburban Dallas area triangle has generated enough racist headlines and far-right extremists in the last 2 years, it's worth exploring why. And here's some examples. And this is from basically North Arlington all the way through Louisville, all the way through Frisco in a triangle, almost up to Denton, a triangle in the north suburbs of the Dallas area. And here's just a couple headlines, and you can these are all cited as well. Coleyville, the second of the triangle, two North Texans turn themselves in for charges related to Capitol riots. Coleyville neighborhood wakes up to flyers with hate-filled messages tossed onto lawns. That's fun. People in Keller and Garland also reported receiving racist flyers. Coleyville synagogue hostage crisis was a hate crime and act of terrorism, FBI says. Black principal told to remove Facebook photo of him kissing white wife. Great. Same principal, still Coleyville later on. Texas principal forced to resign over critical race theory. That's fun. The infamous Jenna Ryan from Frisco. Frisco realtor Jenna Ryan released from prison after serving Capitol riot sentence. Two North Texans, Oath Keepers, charged with seditious conspiracy on January 6th. That's from Little Elm and Prosper. Same triangle. Hey, the Patriot Front fascist arrested yesterday in Ohio, hailed from Watauga and Hazlitt in the Triangle. In fact, 20% of the people were from in the Triangle. Southlake school teacher told to balance Holocaust views with opposing views. Southlake school teacher tells teachers to balance Holocaust books with opposing views. You remember these headlines. They're all from the same Triangle. Texas pastor says gay people should be shot in the back of the head in shocking sermon. This is all from the same triangle, the north part of Dallas. Let's look into that. Because you know what? Even if you might slightly sympathize with these right-wing extremists, I don't think they'll care if they're in your way, if you're in their way. Here's another thread just to throw a little curveball here, and then I will take your calls, I promise you. 844-967-2789. Here's from Dave McKenna, and you can check this out at Dave DJ McKenna, McKenna00. Something I've learned while in law school is about the social construction of crime. I work in a legal clinic on wage theft cases where employers have improperly paid workers by not paying, paying below minimum wage, withholding overtime, paid sick time, etc. Most theft is wage theft, meaning the dollar value of stolen wages is greater than the value each year of all burglaries plus robberies, shoplifting, auto theft combined. Yet wage theft is not a crime. If you steal $100 from your employer, you will get arrested. If you call the police because your paycheck is $100 light, the police will tell you to file a complaint with the AG, and the AG will settle the case for between $50 and $200. That's actually not true, because the AGs only take on big cases with thousands of dollars at stake, but they will settle big cases by typically requiring the employer to properly pay what is owed. No jail, no criminal record. If the AG doesn't want to take the case, it will give you a private right of action to sue the employer in civil court for what you are owed plus damages. It can take a 6 to 8 months to win at trial and months or years to collect the judgment if you win. In short, we address the predominant form of theft in the U.S. with civil court cases, not criminal cases. We have literally defined wage theft not as a crime. Theft by you, a crime. Theft by your employer, not a crime. This is what we mean when we say crime is socially constructed. Not all social harms are criminalized. Not all actors committing social harm are criminalized. I settled a case for this is Dave McKenna again on Twitter. I settled a case for $27K for three clients last year. We spent a month negotiating the non-disclosure agreement because the employer stated if all his employees sued him and settled him like this, he would go bankrupt. His business model depended on wage theft. These employers go on to hold elected office. 45 famously used wage theft to improve his finances on construction projects, leaving a trail of victims in his wake. Some sued and he had to pay them. Others didn't have resources to pursue multi-year litigation and got nothing. What should we do about it? Criminalize employers or decriminalize theft or something else? Wage theft shows that we believe restitution is important. Giving the money back is important. Currently, AG keeps track of bad actors and will increase future financial penalties for bad actors. It also shows when harm is committed, we don't have to lock someone in a cage or label them a felon, both of which destroys years of life, even the sentence is over. We can demand restitution instead of punishment. It also shows how ridiculous the label high crime neighborhood is. And the arbitrary and racist response of police surveillance in HCN, because we defined it that way. Consider the social construction of murder. This is where it comes back full circle. Poison a person, go to jail. They call you a felon for life. Poison a city, resulting in dozens of deaths and thousands with brain damage. Get a teaching fellowship at Harvard. They call you ex-governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder. Same with corporate poisoning. The people committing the most harm aren't in jail, don't live in high crime neighborhoods, and black people commit more crime is truly only because of how we have defined crimes and how we can then surveil their community in response to find more crimes. There are so many organizations trying to address harm and accountability within community without incarcerations, and they call themselves prison abolitionists. But again, wage theft is more than actual theft. It is theft, but my goodness. I got 2 minutes left. Let's go to Ron in Madison. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Glorious,
you
buddy.
You just touched on almost exactly what I was going to talk about.
I got a sense for that, Ron.
Yeah, this entire... if you seriously want to reduce crime, you have to go to what causes crime.
Yeah.
Most violent crime are crimes of desperation. What makes people desperate? Not having enough food, not being able to feed their kids, you know.
Or maybe having an employer that just fired them for, you know, speaking up about their employees' rights and, maybe wants to settle. Or maybe an employer that stole their overtime they thought they were going to get or their, you know, whatever.
I'm right there. I was forced out of a job because I was a union steward, and I spoke up defending people.
It happens, man. And don't get me started on pensions. We don't have enough time. That's an entire show. But my goodness, you can get screwed over. There's entire unions who had actual deals with actual pensions that got them taken from them and screwed out of them, and we've covered that with our buddy Bob Amston before, and those people who did that are running the country. This is what I'm talking about. What do you define as crime, and what is actual harm to people? Sure, murder is absolutely awful. We need to figure out how to stop that. But a lot of it is caused by a chain of ripple effect of destroying the country because you want to win. Huh? Is it worth it? I don't know. Come back and tell me tomorrow. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. Devil's Advocates are next.